Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Jean Marie Dwyer, a contemplative nun belonging to the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Her preaching is entitled, The Transformation of the Whole World. They're having a blizzard up in Canada today, so the line is kind of rough. The scripture didn't quite come through, but you can hear her preaching with a little crackling in the background. So I'll be reading the scripture today, and we'll have Sister Jean Marie preaching for us. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, do not fear, I will help you. When the poor and the needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open the rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will put the wilderness, the cedar, the acacia, the myrtle, the olive. I will set in the desert the cypress, the plane and the pine together, so that all may see and know, all may consider and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this, the Holy One of Israel has created it. 'Tis the word of the Lord.
During Advent, we constantly hear from the prophet Isaiah that God will transform the wilderness, making it fruitful with abundant life for the poor and the needy. In the dry desert, they will find water and beauty and everything that seems so impossible for them. God's love for the poor is always very prominent in the Advent liturgy as we await the coming of the Savior in the flesh with the promise of the kingdom to be with us here and now. The kingdom of God among us is real but hidden. In today's reading from Isaiah, we hear, Thus says the Lord, I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. Do not fear, I will help you. As disciples of Jesus, we know that God holds us tenderly, strengthening us to witness to the gospel freedom by our lives. We are called to grasp the hands of our brothers and sisters with the right hand of God, to let them know they are not forsaken, for the God of Israel will not forsake them. We are the hands and face of God in our world to manifest that God is with us and the promises of the kingdom have begun already to be fulfilled. Our laughter, our smiles, our joy overcomes the pessimism and darkness of the world. Peace and joy are hallmarks of Jesus' disciples, a peace and joy stronger than adversity, which accompanies us in all the events of our life. Let us break open our hearts to this peace and cultivate it in every situation. We then become channels reflecting the peace beyond measure that we receive from God. Eddie Hillesum exemplifies what is possible when God holds our hand. She writes, quote, The misery here is quite terrible, and yet Late at night, when the day has slunk away into the depths behind me, I often walk with a spring in my step along the barbed wire. And then, time and again, it soars straight from my heart. The feeling that life is glorious and magnificent, and that one day we shall be building a whole new world. Let us build a new world each day.